Elizabeth has been to the Buddha by reciting Namo Dasa 3 times. Namo Dasa Bhagavado Arahado Sammasambuddhasa. Namo Dasa Bhagavado Arahado Sammasambuddhasa. Namo Dasa Bhagavado Arahado Sammasambuddhasa. Today, I must conclude my Dhamma talk. I had tried Anapana meditation, about Dhamma talk about Anapana meditation. So today, I will repeat again. At the beginning stage, how Buddha taught the Anapana. Tiga wa asa sando, tiga asa samidi bhajanadi. Tiga wa basa sando, tiga basa samidi bhajanadi. Rasa wa asa sando, rasa asa samidi bhajanadi. Rasa wa basa sando, rasa basa samidi bhajanadi. Sabagaya bhati samvedi asa se samidi sikhati. Sabagaya bhati samvedi basa se samidi sikhati. Pasampayangaya sankhara asa sisamiti sikhati. Pasampayangaya sankhara pasa sisamiti sikhati. Altogether, there are 4 stages. Number 1 is you should try to understand long breath. Number 2, you should try to understand short breath. Number 3, you should try to understand the whole breath body. Number 4, you should try to understand tranquilizing breath formations. 4 stages. I had explained about these 4 stages in detail. What is the meaning? You should try Anapana meditation up to 4th jhana stage. When you attain 4th jhana stage, your Anapana meditation will be tranquilizing breath formations. The meaning is, when you attain 4th jhana, your breath completely will stop. No more breath at that time. If you can maintain your 4th jhana concentration about 1 hour, within 1 hour there will be no breathing. If you can maintain 4th jhana about 2 hours, within 2 hours there will be no breathing. Breath completely stop. But in the 1st jhana or 2nd jhana or 3rd jhana stage also, breath becomes subdala and subdala. And then you are focusing on your nimitta only, not breath. Because of this reason, you do not feel breath when you are entering into jhana. But when you attain 4th jhana, if you reflect your breath, you can understand your breath completely stopped within 4th jhana stage. But as soon as you emerge from your 4th jhana, if you reflect quickly, then you will understand within 4th jhana there is no breath. But few seconds later, if you reflect, that reflecting mind can produce very gentle, very subtle breath. So because of this, some meditators, they say, within 4th jhana, very gentle, very subtle breath is still there. Some meditators, they think like that. Because that reflecting mind also can produce breath. When you attain 4th jhana, based on 4th jhana, how you should practice vipassana? Number 1. Iti ijadava gaya gaya nubasi viharadi, vaidava gaya gaya nubasi viharadi, ijada vaidava gaya gaya nubasi viharadi. What is the meaning? He abides contemplating the body as body internally, and he abides contemplating the body as body externally, and he abides contemplating the body as body both internally and externally. What is the meaning? He must hear body means mental body and material body. What is the meaning of body? Body, mentality also arises as a group. Materiality also arises as a group. Because of this reason, they are called body. The meaning is, you must discern ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality, internally and externally, both. After discerning ultimate materiality and mentality, both internally and externally, how you shall continue? Another second stage. Samudaya dhamma nubhasiva gaya same viharati. Vaya dhamma nubhasiva gaya same viharati. Samudaya vaya dhamma nubhasiva gaya same viharati. What is the meaning? He advised contemplating the arising phenomena of the body. He advised contemplating in the body its arising phenomena. Or he advised in the body contemplating its vanishing or dissolution phenomena. Or he advised contemplating in the body both arising and vanishing phenomena. In this case, there are two types of arising and passing away. Number one is causal arising and passing away. Number two is momentary arising and passing away. Causal arising means because of the arising of causes, five aggregates arise. This is causal arising. Because of the complete cessation of causes, five aggregates cease completely without remainder. This is causal cessation. If we combine two together, this is called causal rising and causal passing away. Another is momentary rising and momentary passing away. Cause also, moment by moment, they are rising and passing away. Effect by aggregates are also, moment by moment, they are rising and passing away. Usually, trying these two types of rising and passing away. Causal rising and passing away. And momentary rising and passing away. This is second stage. Then next stage, third stage. How did the Buddha teach? Ati gayo diwa banasa sadi bichu badi jahodi yawa diwa nyana madaya padi sadi madaya. What is the meaning? All mindfulness, there is a body is simply established in him to the extent for the bare knowledge and mindfulness. What is the meaning? First, you must try to understand causal rising and causal passing away. Then you should try to understand momentary rising and passing away. Moment by moment. If you can clearly see momentary rising and passing away, moment by moment, at that time, you should emphasize only passing away, not rising. When you emphasize passing away only of the formations, then slowly when you are inside become mature, you will not see rising stage. You will see only perishing stage. When you see perishing stage, at that time you will not see even clubbers. Before up to Udiyabhya Jnana stage, if you analyze these clubbers, there are uncountable clubbers. While you are analyzing these clubbers, in some clubbers, you may be able to analyze, and you may be able to see ultimate materiality. But there are also uncountable clubbers. You cannot analyze all simultaneously. Because of this reason, partially you understand ultimate materiality rising and passing away. In the same way, ultimate mentality also, you may partially understand rising and passing away. For example, when you are seeing any color object, many mental cognitive process as well as endocognitive process arise alternately. When you are contemplating them as anicca, dukkha, anatta, you can see partially only. The whole light, for example, from the along throughout the light, you may see different objects. When you are contemplating these mentalities, you cannot see through all mentalities throughout the light. You can see partially only. So, idle cognitive process, you may be able to contemplate them as anicca, dukkha, anatta. There are also many uncountable idle cognitive processes. You cannot contemplate them. But when your insight becomes mature, other than when you emphasize only perishing away, other than if you do not see rising stage, only perishing stage, other than you will not see kalabas, even kalabas. Only you will see pure ultimate materiality and mentality. This pure ultimate materiality and mentality perishing away very, very quickly. You must contemplate them sometimes as anicca. As soon as they arise, they pass away very, very quickly. But in this case, you do not pay attention to rising stage. You are paying attention only perishing stage. So they are perishing away very, very quickly. So you must contemplate them as anicca. When you are contemplating as anicca, sometimes you may feel they are fearful formations. Because always they are perishing, so they are fearful. In this way, you may understand this is dukkha. Then, there is no permanent entity, permanent self in there, which is eternal without perishing. Because of this reason, they are anatta, non-self. In this way, if you contemplate them as anicca, dukkha, anatta, other than you will see only pure ultimate materiality and mentality. Even you will not see any small particle and even kalabas. Other than your insight become very sharp. Then, slowly your insight knowledge will increase, will develop. Not only insight knowledge, but also mindfulness also will develop. At the time, your insight knowledge will become very deep and profound. Slowly it will go upward. First, you will see only perishing. This is called Bhinga Jnana, the knowledge of perishing. Slowly, you will feel they are fearful formations. Then, the knowledge of Dhara will arise. Bhaya Jnana. Then, when you pay attention to these formations, only just perishing, slowly you will understand they are false. The false of impermanent, the false of suffering, the false of non-self. These false are clearer, will become clearer and clearer. Then slowly, if you continue to contemplate them as anicca, dukkha, and anatta, when your insight becomes very sharp, at the time, you will have, you must reflect them again to escape from this suffering, from these formations. This insight knowledge is called Patisankha Nupassana. Then, at the time, disenchantment, boring, will appear. That this enchantment is at that time very strong. This enchantment is called the knowledge of disenchantment. Nibbida Nupassana. Then to escape from these formations, you reflect them as anicca, dukkha, anatta, diligently. Such reflective knowledge is called Pratisankha Nupassana. Then you try to escape from these formations. This is inside knowledge of escaping. There may be slowly the knowledge of individuality, etc. will arise. And then slowly when you are inside Vigraha, Mijuvara and Mijuvara, at the end of your inside knowledge, then knowledge of equanimity towards formations will arise. Sankharupaka jnana. When Sankharupaka jnana becomes stronger and stronger, then slowly at the end of Sankharupaka jnana, the knowledge of individuality, the knowledge of change of lineage, etc. will appear. And then part and portion knowledge will arise, taking Nibbana as object. At that time, your part knowledge will destroy defilement stage by stage. When you attain Arhat stage, all defilements will disappear. Your Arhat part knowledge will destroy completely without remainder all defilements. At that time, how you will feel, this stage Buddha explained. Anesi doja viharadi naja genji loge viharadi. He abides independent, not clinging to anything else in this world. All defilements destroying completely without remainder. Because of this reason, there is no clinging. There will be no attachment to your wife. There will be no attachment to your husband. Is it good? Good. Very good, very good. Attachment to sons and daughters will also disappear. So, he abides independent, not clinging to anything else in this world. Eon ko bhikkhu bhikkhu kaya kaya nubhasi viharati. This is conclusion. What is the meaning? That is how a bhikkhu abides contemplating body as a body. So, kaya nubhasana satipatthana. How you should practice kaya nubhasana satipatthana? Buddha explained stage by stage. When you are practicing samatha and vipassana, you must follow these stages. If you jump, it is not okay, not good. If you practice according to Buddha's teaching systematically, then one day, depending on your parami, you may realize Nibbana. At that time, your path in fruition knowledge destroying defilement stage by stage. If you attain at least up to Sotapanna stage, your Sotapanna path knowledge will destroy delusion, which covered not to see for noble truths. Because of this reason, if you practice vipassana based on jhana, concentration, then delusion which covered not to attain jhana, that delusion also will disappear. Because of this reason, if you become Sotapanna, you can maintain your jhana concentration. That jhana concentration will not disappear. If you are Sotapanna is real Sotapanna only. But artificial Sotapanna is not easy. So if your Sotapanna is real Sotapanna stage, your Sotapatti path knowledge will destroy delusion which covered not to see four noble truths. Among four noble truths, the noble truth of the suffering also include. What is the noble truth of suffering? Five aggregates of clinging. Among five aggregates, jhana consciousness and jhana mental formations are also included. So, if you attain Sotapanna stage, then you can maintain your jhana up to that moment. If you can maintain your jhana up to that moment, then it is sure after death you will reborn in one of Brahmavā, depending on your jhana concentration. But if you want to be reborn in first Brahma plane, first jhana Brahma plane, then you should specialize your first jhana. For example, Sahambadi Brahmana, Sahambadi Bhima. you may hear, who pay respect to the Buddha, who ask to the Buddha to preach Dhamma. That Sahabadi Brahma is the disciple of Kassapa Buddha. In the time of Kassapa Buddha, he was a bhikkhu. His name was Sahaga. He practiced Samatha Vipassana diligently up to Anagami stage. He became Anagami person. But when he passed away before death, he may specialize Pachana. Because of this reason, after that he was reborn in Pachana plane. In Pachana there are three planes. Highest plane is called Mahabrahma plane. He was reborn in that Mahabrahma plane. But if he wants, he can be reborn in Sotavasa plane also. For example, When our Bodhisattva renounced the world, when he reached Anoma beach, Gadigara Brahma came down to the Anoma beach and offered jivaras and bowls. That Gadigara Brahma is the disciple of Kassapa Buddha. He was also an Anagami person. But after that, he chose Sotavasa plains, pure apples. So because of this reason, in Sotavasa there are five plains. He was reborn in highest plain, Agnita plain. In that plain, it is Shiva. He will become Rahat. As long as he does not become Rahat, he will never die. Because this is the nature of that plane. Surely one day he will become Arahat and then he will take Pranibbana there. So, in this Buddha's dispensation also, if you train hard, you may become Sotapanna or you may become Sakadagami or you may become Anagami. If you have enough Parami, then you may become Arahat also. So, in this Buddha's dispensation, please try. But such retreat is not easy. To attain jhana also not easy. Only 1 month is not easy. So please try to go to Pao. It is better. You can practice there for a long time. Next year also for me not sure. Not sure means I'm very old. This is one reason. I also want to do my own retreat. This is also another reason. So if I do another retreat, I cannot come here this year. So because of this reason, if you want to realize Nibbana in this very life, or if you want to become Sotapanna, etc., please go to Pao. Okay, today we will try question answers.
Question 1 for tonight. It has got many parts and it's very long. How to cope with the spinning nimitta? Because of the spinning nimitta in my mind that appears whenever I open or close my eyes, I have problem going to sleep at night. I have this problem since 5 days ago. Now, this question was meant for last week, so now it may be more than 5 days. I'll repeat. How to cope with the spinning nimitta? Because of the spinning nimitta in my mind that appears whenever I open or close my eyes, I have problem going to sleep at night. I have this problem since 5 days ago.
Nimitta is produced by mind. The light of wisdom also produced by mind. I had explained many times. So, if nimitta appear, then if nimitta is spinning, this is because of your mind only. How you should handle? How you should cope? You should focus only 1 point. You should not pay attention to spinning, just as very small tiny point you should focus. Only just emphasize only as nimitta or breath. If it is not okay, then you should go back to natural bread only. Then if you emphasize only natural bread, slowly, spinally, nimitta will disappear only just you may be able to concentrate on your bread only. At that time, very soon, bread will become nimitta. But at that time, if you are mice, again, trying to spinate the nimitta, then it will become spinate again. So, nimitta also produced by mind. Spinate also produced by mind. The most clear point I want to explain here. When nimitta appear, when your concentration also very strong, powerful, at that time, when your mind change, nimitta will be always changing. For example, if you want to be your nimitta red color like ruby, then very soon it will change ruby. If you want to be green color, then it will change green color. Then if you want to be white, then it will change the white. If you want to be round, it will become round. If you want to be long, it will become long. So always, if your mind change, nimitta always will be changing. In the same way, when your concentration becomes strong and powerful, at that time, when your mind change, nimitta will be always changing. Because of this reason, you should not emphasize spinal nimitta. You should control your mind. If you can focus only one point, for example, like needle point, then if you try hard, then slowly your mind will stick to that needle point. At that time, spinal nimitta will disappear. Spinal problem will disappear. But if it is not okay, please go back to the natural breath only. If you are mind again trying to see spinal nimitta, then it will begin again. So it depends on your mind only. If you can control your mind, there will be no much problem.
Presently, continuing to watch my breath to calm down my mind and stop the nimitta spinning seems out of the question, because my upper teeth and nostril areas are very tense up. I didn't realize earlier I was breathing too hard because I was covering my face with a towel due to the cold, and I like to meditate in the dark. If I continue to meditate, which I did until this afternoon, the tension gets worse. Now I get the tension in my forehead too. I never had such problems before. Both a spinning nimitta and the tension on my face.
This is, there are two reasons. One reason is if he, when he is practicing anapana, he trying to see, to make the breath clear. This is problem. When he trying to make the breath clear, when the breath becomes very gentle, very subtle, then at that time he will feel pushing. He may think pushing is breath. This is problem. If he emphasizes pushing, then many tensions will appear. This is natural. Another problem is when he is focusing on the breath or on the nimitta, always he use his eye. He emphasizes with eye to see this breath or nimitta. If you try in this way, then slowly many tensions will appear around your eye, etc. Another problem is when you are focusing on your breath object, you may touch both teeth. But if you emphasize too much, at that time, unconsciously you may press your both teeth. If you press your both teeth, and if you emphasize pushing, then many tensions will appear on your face. This habitual practice will produce for a long time. I had experienced one lady, one old lady. She had practiced in this way for 3 years. Because of this reason, whenever she closed her eye, the whole head became very heavy and very tension, very hard. she cannot remove this problem. Because of this reason, she gave up her meditation. Again, whenever she practices, whenever she closes her eye, then this problem appear again. I also teach her opposite characters, such as opposite to hardness is softness. Opposite to heaviness is lightness. Opposite to roughness is smoothness. So please emphasize only softness, smoothness, lightness. She tried hard. For 2 or 3 days it is okay. After 2 or 3 days later, then it comes back again. So because of this reason, when you are practicing anapana, if this problem appears, you should not touch bodhi. This is one reason. Please forget your eye. You should not focus with your eye on your breath object or nimitta. Then please do not touch bodhi. Because when you are emphasizing on your breath or nimitta, unconsciously you may press. This is problem. Then another important thing is you should not focus on your nose ring. If you focus your breath on your nose ring, when the breath becomes subtle, other than you may follow inside. Inside, portion is very clear. You may unconsciously pay attention portion as breath. If you pay attention portion as breath, then hardness will appear, meditations will appear. So because of this reason, you should focus on the upper lip here. If you focus on the upper lip, if you do not touch bodhi, if you forget your eye, then slowly you may be able to maintain your concentration on the breath object. But perseverance is necessary. Although you try hard, but you cannot overcome this problem, then please change 4 elements meditation. It is better.
I have contemplated on the 3 characteristics of all conditioned phenomena, anicca, dukkha, and anatta, but it does not seem to help. I have contemplated on the 3 characteristics of all conditioned phenomena, anicca, dukkha, and anatta, but it does not seem to help.
Because you say only phenomena, but really you do not see ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality. Without seeing ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality, if you contemplate these phenomena as nature, dukkha, and anatta, this is only just superficial. Superficial contemplation cannot help anything.
I have contemplated,
number two.
I once heard that it is very important to clear the tension as soon as it arises, otherwise it will cause problems in the future. That is, the tension will come back every time one starts to meditate. How can I clear the tension on my face?
Maybe first question you had, this question we had to explain. Number 3.
In Buddhism, the heart is actually the mind. Seldom have I heard of how the brain is related to the mind. Does the brain play a role of how the brain is related? Does the brain play a role in contributing to the origin of suffering, just like the heart, mind, on consciousness and mental factors? I repeat, in Buddhism, the heart is actually the mind. Seldom have I heard of how the brain is related to the mind. Does the brain play a role in contributing to the origin of suffering, just like the heart, on consciousness and mental factors?
In Buddhism, the heart is actually the mind. This is not true. The heart is heart-based. This is another materiality only. Mind is mentality. Materiality and mentality, they are completely different objects. But seldom have I heard of how the brain is related to the mind. This is scientific way of research only. According to Buddha's teaching, everything is important. For example, if there is no liver, can you still alive? If there is no heart, can you still alive? If there is no lungs, can you still alive? If there are no intestines, can you still alive? If there are no kidneys, can you still alive? In the same way, if there are no brain, you cannot still alive. So there are 32 parts. Usually, internal organs all are very important. But according to Buddha's teaching, there are 6 types of mind, briefly. Eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, body consciousness, and mind consciousness. Among these 6 types, eye consciousness arises depending on eye transparent base. Ear consciousness arises depending on ear transparent base. Nose consciousness arises depending on nose transparent base. Tongue consciousness arises depending on tongue transparent base. Body consciousness arises depending on body transparent base. Mind consciousness arises depending on heart base. So there are 6 different types of bases. 6 different types of consciousnesses. 6 different types of consciousness. So because of this reason, every mind does not arise depending on heart base, but many mind do cognitive process as well as mind consciousness arise depending on heart base. It is true. But what is heart base? Heart base is inside the heart. There is blood. If you can discern 4 elements in that blood, you can see only blood is nothing but a group of small body gas only, kalabas. If you analyze these kalabas, there are 6 types of kalabas. Number 1, heart dagit kalaba. Number 2, body dagit kalaba. Number 3, sex dagit kalaba. These 3 are produced by previous karma. Then, there are mind produced odak kalaba. Temperature produce odak kalaba, nutritive essence produce odak kalaba. Altogether, there are 6 types of kalaba. Among 6 types, there is heart dagit kalaba. What is the meaning of heart dagit kalaba? Including heart, there are in that kalaba there are 10 types of materiality, such as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, nutritive essence, light frugality, and heart base. Altogether, there are 10 types of materiality. Among these 10 types, heart base is the base for mind consciousness, or mind cognitive process and mind consciousness. So, but if you discern 4 elements in your brain, you can see 5 types of kalabas. What are 5 types? Number 1, body dagit kalaba. Number 2, sex determinate dagit kalaba. Number 3, mind produce odak kalaba. Number 4, temperature produce odak kalaba. Number 5, nutritive essence produce odak kalaba. Altogether, 5 types of kalaba only. Among these 5 types of kalaba, there is only 1 kalaba is body dagit kalaba. What is body dagit kalaba? There are 10 types of materiality within that kalaba. They are earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, nutritive essence, light frugality, and body base, body transparent base. This body transparent base arises in your brain. There is no heart base. Because of this reason, body consciousness arises on body transparent base. If body consciousness arises, together with body consciousness, there are seven mental factors, mental formations. They are number one, pasa, contact. Number two, virana, feeling. Number three, sanya, perception. Number four, chetana, volition. Number five, egagata, one-pointedness. Number six, jivita, life faculty. Number seven, manasikara, attention. Together with body consciousness, there are 8 types of mental formations only. There is no wisdom faculty. So, according to Buddha's teaching, wisdom faculty arises depending on your heart base only, not on your brain. But brain may be supporting cause for your heart. Not only for your heart, but the whole body. In the same way, your liver also supporting cause for your heart. Your lung also can be supporting cause for your heart. Your spleen also can be supporting cause for your heart. Your kidney also can be supporting cause for your heart. For example, if someone's kidney becomes failure, then he can be dying. Heart cannot work. So every organ is connected with heart. Or every organs are connected to each other. So because of this reason, if you do not believe this, then you should practically practice. Now, if there are some meditators who attain jhana, they can discern 5 jhana pedas. 5 jhana pedas can arise depending on heart base only. They cannot arise depending on brain. Practically, you can try. And then you will understand what is the importance of heart base.
Why isn't the brain an object to discern in the 32 parts of the body?
According to Mahasri Vrana Sutta, there are 31 parts, only not 32 parts. Brain not included. But Penarive Sariputta taught the brain in Parisambhika Magga. So because of this reason, there are 32 parts. What is the reason? Brain is inside the your skull only. Marrow bone also inside your bone. Brain also inside your bone. So because of this reason, they are similar to marrow. Bone marrow. So because of this reason, Buddha taught only 31 parts. But Penarive Sariputta explained it because brain is very big, bone marrow. Because of this reason, color also a little bit different. If we compare other bone marrows, because of this reason, Penarive Sariputta separately taught 32 parts.
If the brain is insignificant, to discern as the origin of suffering, how do you explain people who have brain damage from accidents and thus not able to think and recognize object properly, like a retarded person perhaps? Since their brain is damaged but not their mind, they should be able to think and meditate like normal people.
We do not say the brain is not insignificant. Maybe we can say only most important mind states arise depending on heart base only. But without brain, heart cannot work. It is true. Without heart, brain also cannot work. They are vice versa to each other only. So, if brain damage, not only brain, but other bodily parts also damage, the mind begin abnormal. This is nature. So because these 32 parts, every part is necessary. But if they brain damage, at that time, if they meditate, how we can say he will be able to develop his concentration or wisdom faculty. We cannot say easily. So because of this reason, before you are brain damaged, please try to meditate.
Who is a sotapan? Who is a sotapan?
Sotapanna, the meaning of sotapanna, they translate Sri Vana. Sri Vana means they enter the Sri of Nibbana. This is first person who realized Nibbana. So because of this reason, they give one type of name only. Then another question is,
when a person becomes a sotapan, does he know it? When a person becomes a sotapan, does he know it?
So when he becomes sotapanna, some persons may understand if they have learning knowledge, priyati knowledge. But some persons, they may not understand if they have no learning knowledge. They realize Nibbana. Such thing is they understood. But this realization state is called Sotapanna. That name they may do not understand if they have no learning knowledge. But if they have learning knowledge, they can understand. For example, in the time of Buddha, there is one Mahanama. He was sotapanna, but he did not know he became sotapanna because he had no much learning knowledge. He is as a layman only. So because of this reason, some persons, they also even do not understand how many defilements they had been destroying. If one meditator becomes sotapanna or noble one, there are five types of reflecting knowledge. Number one is he reflect his noble path. Number two is he reflect his noble fruition. Number three is he reflect Nibbana. Number four is he reflect the defilements which he had already destroyed. Number five is he reflect the defilements which he had not yet destroyed, the remaining defilements. So these five types of reflecting knowledge must appear after attaining sotapanna. But for some meditators, if they have no learning knowledge, priyati knowledge, some meditators, they will not reflect the defilements which they had been destroyed. In the remaining developments, which they do not yet destroy, because they have no much learning knowledge. But surely, they reflect their path, their fruition in Nibbana. These three is possible.
Some people say that when they hear the Dhamma, they say they can become a sotapan. Some people say that when they hear the Dhamma, they say they can become a sotapan.
There are two types of persons. Like Venerable Sariputta. He had fulfilled his parami, one asankhya and 100,000 aeons. In the name of Anomadasi Buddha, he practiced samatha vipassana up to Sankharupaka jnana stage. He practiced jhanas. He practiced five mundane sight powers. Other than he can fly in the sky. So, their parami within one asankhya, 100,000 aeons, he practiced many times up to Sankharupaka jnana stage. Because of this reason, their inside knowledge become mature. Although in this very light, he did not practice samatha vipassana up to Sankharupaka jnana stage. Before he is listening one stanza from Venerable Asaji. But But he already braided samatha successfully in this his last life. Before he was listening one stanza from Benarive Asaji. So because of this reason, when he listened one stanza from Benarive Asaji, he began Sotapanna because his parami is become mature. His parami becomes mature because of this reason he can understand clearly. This is one type. Another type is, I had been explaining last tomato, Sopa Buddha. He also had practiced Samatha Vipassana diligently in previous Buddha's dispensation, but as well as in our Buddha's dispensation. One day when Sakka told him, please tell, Buddha is not Buddha, Dhamma is not Dhamma, Sangha is not Sangha. I don't want Buddha, I don't want Dhamma, I don't want Sangha. If you can tell in this way, I will give you a lot of wealth. In this way, Sakka told. Other than he told two stanzas. Two stanzas are taught by the Buddha. He already practiced these two stanzas. He already learned by heart these two stanzas. Sada dana sila dana hiri odabhya dana sudha dana jak jagoja pinyawe sadama dana yasa ede dana adi eti ya buri sasa wa adali dodi dan ahu amogan dasa jiwida. In this way he replied to the Sakka. What is the meaning? He had seven exal requisites. Seven exal requisites is number one, sada, confidence. Number two, sila, baju. Number three, hiri, shame of wrongdoing. Number four, odaba, dread of wrongdoing. Number five, sudha, learning knowledge and penetrating knowledge of ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality and their causes. Number five, saga, relinquishment. Number seven is pinya, wisdom faculty. The inside knowledge which penetrates nature, dukkha, anatta, nature of the ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality and their causes. He had already accumulated these seven jewels, seven excellent dhammas in this Buddha's dispensation before he is listening last dhamma talk. He already brought this up to Sankharupaka Jnana stage at that time. One day, when his insight began mature other than Buddha, trying dhamma talk, relating to his experience, at that time only he began Sotapanna. So such type of person also present. In time of Buddha, in the same way, there are two types. When listening any dhamma talk, they begin Sotapanna. This is only last stage they mentioned only. Before they begin Sotapanna, usually Buddha trying to see the assembly of listeners. Today, how many devotees will become noble ones? Before dhamma talk, he always reflect. Then such and such persons will begin today Sotapanna. Why? Their five controlling faculties today become mature. Their inside knowledge become mature. Then if I trying dhamma talk, such and such dhamma talk, then surely they will become Sotapannas, Sakadagamis, Anagamis, and Arhats. After knowing in this way, he preached suitable dhamma only. At that time also they became Sotapanna. Why? They had already fulfilled their parami and their inside knowledge also became mature. Because of this reason only. If you do not believe this explanation, now please listen my dhamma talk. Can you become Sotapanna? Can you become? If it is not okay, then please try hard.
One who is not an Arya or completed any training or Patikasamupada but can see future incidents in dreams and in assess concentration meditation, and read minds after emerge from assess concentration meditation. How to explain this according to Abhidhamma?
Dream is dream only. We cannot say really it is true. According to Abhidhamma, there are four types of dream. Number one is Dhatukhova. Dhatukhova, the meaning of Dhatukhova means if your four elements are becomes imbalanced, at the time also different types of dreams appear. They are not true. Number two is Jivadabhasanhara. Sometimes jivas, they trick to you. This is also not true. So they want to trick you, so because of the reason they show different objects. It is also not true. Number three is you have strong attachment to this object. Repeatedly remembering before you are sleeping. Because of this reason also such dreams appear. It is also not true. Another one is Pobha Nimeda. Pobha Nimeda, I do not know how they translate, because it will suddenly one day will appear. It will suddenly one day will become. So, because of this reason, you may dream first. Usually this Pobha Nimeda is true. So there are four types of dreams. Among four types, three types are not true. Only one type is true. But how you can distinguish this is which type? If you can distinguish, okay, but it is not easy. So dream is dream. You should not emphasize too much. If you emphasize too much, then many uncomfortable problems will follow after this dream. So please forget everything.
What are the causes that would prevent excess concentration to be developed into full absorption concentration? What are the causes that would prevent excess concentration to be developed into full absorption concentration?
There are two causes. Number one is hindrances. There are five hindrances I had explained before. One of these hindrances coming to your mind, then you cannot concentrate well. This is one type of hindrance, very important. Because of these hindrances, you cannot develop your concentration from excess concentration to full absorption, jhana concentration stage. Another reason is when you are practicing samatha. For example, when you are practicing anapana, when you are anapana nimitta become patibhaga nimitta transparent, at that time you should try to make balance by controlling faculties as well as to make balance seven enlightenment factors. These are very important. Especially at that time, you should try to make balance your concentration and effort. When your effort is very strong, concentration becomes less. Then you cannot attain jhana. When your concentration is strong, but your effort becomes less, at that time also you cannot attain jhana. So concentration and effort must be balanced. This is one pair. Another is confidence, saddha, and punya, wisdom faculty. In this case, confidence means only confidence in practice only. For example, one day one yogi asked me about this problem. I do not explain fully. In our Buddha's time, before our Buddha became enlightened one, there are many teachers in India, such as Alara Udaga, who can teach jhanas. They can teach eight attainments. One can teach up to seven attainments. Another one can teach up to eight attainments. In the same way, in the time of Buddha, The teacher of our Buddha's father, Suddhodana's teacher, Alara Isi, said it. He possesses 8 adamants as well as 5 sect mundane powers. At that time, no Buddha, no Dhamma, no Sangha in this world. So, confidence in Buddha, without confidence in Buddha, without confidence in Dhamma, without confidence in Sangha, they be adding jhanas. Because at that time, no Buddha, no Dhamma, no Sangha. So, confidence in Buddha, confidence in Dhamma, confidence in Sangha, this is within our Buddha's dispensation, it is very important. But for some meditators who are not Buddhists, not so important. What is important is they should have enough confidence in their practice. This is important. So in this case, confidence means this way of practice can attain jhana. Such type of confidence should be. This is one important thing. Another thing is, when you are focusing on your Paripagga Nimitta, you must try to penetrate this Paripagga Nimitta thoroughly. If your Nimitta is faint, not clear, not transparent, then your penetrating knowledge weak, we can say. We can say your penetrating knowledge becomes weak. At that time also you cannot attain jhana. So, your penetrating knowledge at that time must be deeper, higher and higher. When your penetrating knowledge becomes very sharp, then nimitta will become bright. But depending on concentration, wisdom faculty becomes sharp. Why? Samahido yadha buddha janati basati, in this way buddha dot. One who has enough concentration can understand the dhammas as they really are. So concentration is the proximate cause of wisdom faculty. So concentration also important. When concentration develops further, then wisdom faculty will become sharp. When wisdom faculty becomes sharp, then nimitta will become bright and transparent. So that wisdom faculty and confidence also must be balanced. But for some meditators, they are always criticizing. They have no enough wisdom faculty. They have only criticizing wisdom faculty only. Such persons cannot attain any achievement, any jhana, because they are always criticizing only. They don't want to practice practically. So, when you are practicing anapana or any samatha meditation, if you attain up to excess concentration stage, at that time, balancing by controlling faculties is also necessary. In the same way, and then that you must also try to make balance 7 enlightenment factors. Number 1 is sati sambojanga, the enlightenment factor of mindfulness. At that time, you must always mindfulness you are on your anabana pribhaga nimitta object. If you are practicing 4 elements meditation, you must always mindfulness of 4 elements. Then, when you are, another is, Dhamma Vichaya Sambojanga. When you are practicing Anapana, you must penetrate Anapana Patibhaga Nimitta Kaundapa Sai. That penetrating knowledge is called the enlightenment factor of investigation, Dhamma Vichaya. Then another enlightenment factor is Viriya, effort, the enlightenment factor of effort. At that time, you must try to concentrate or to penetrate the anapana paripagga nimitta. That effort is necessary. Then another enlightenment factor is bidhi, rapture, the enlightenment factor of rapture. At that time, joy also necessary or rapture also necessary. When concentration becomes deeper and deeper, nimitta also becomes brighter and brighter. Usually, joint appear or rupture appears. But that rupture for some meditators very strong. That strong rupture is not so good. Not so good means it can produce emotion. It can produce my emotion, not only emotion, but also can produce restless. Because of strong emotion, he cannot concentrate well. Because of this reason, restless mind also can easy to appear. But when concentration becomes deeper and deeper, wisdom faculty also becomes sharper and sharper. At the day, slowly, that rapture became very gentle and peaceful. That gentle and peaceful rapture is very good. Then another enlightenment factor is pasti, tranquility, the enlightenment factor of tranquility. At that time, tranquilizing of your mind is very important. If your mind is not tranquility, if your mind is hot, at that time you cannot concentrate well. So that tranquility of mind is at that time also very important. If you remember your father, your mother, your husband, your wife, hot heat will come. And then how you can concentrate well? So that opposite to that heat is tranquility of mind. This is important. Then another is samadhi, concentration, the enlightenment factor of concentration. Another is the enlightenment factor of equanimity, upekkha sambhojana. So these seven, there are seven bhojangas, seven enlightenment factors. Among seven, sati, mindfulness is the middle, both sides include. One group is dhamma vichaya, investigation, wisdom faculty group, effort and rapture. Another group is tranquility, concentration and equanimity. So effort group and concentration group. Within these two groups, you should try to make balance. If effort group is very strong, but concentration group is very weak, and then also you cannot attain jhana. When concentration group is very strong, effort group is become weak, and then also you cannot attain jhana. So you should try to make balance these seven bhujanga, enlightenment factors also. Balancing by controlling faculty and balancing by seven enlightenment factors, these two are also very important. While you are practicing samatha, if you can try to become balanced, these two by controlling faculties and seven enlightenment factors, then you can attain jhana. When you are trying in this way, if you try in this way, your five jhana factors will become strong and powerful. When your five jhana factors are not yet strong and powerful, you can easily fall down into bhujanga in your excess concentration stage. But when your five jhana factors are very strong and powerful, at that time, you can maintain your full absorption, jhana absorption, for a long time, 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, etc. So, to make the strong five jhana factors also very important. To make the five jhana factors strong, how you should try? You must try to make balance five controlling faculties and seven enlightenment factors. To make balance these five controlling faculties in seven enlightenment factors, you must try to remove hindrances. It is very important. If you cannot remove your hindrances, then you cannot try to make balance the five controlling faculties in seven enlightenment factors. If you cannot do so, then your jhana factors will be not strong enough to maintain your concentration.
On dependent origination, on seeing the future dependent origination cycle, the Buddha repeatedly said that A. The future is uncertain. What we do at each moment would change or shape our future. If that is so, how can we know or see how our future lives will be, such as at which life we will attain the final cessation or arahanthood, etc. B. Sayadaw said, we can see how our future will be based on what we are doing now. But that would imply that what we do subsequently, a year or two from now, is no longer influencing or shaping our future.
There are two types of noble ones according to Abhidhamma. So because of this, you should learn Abhidhamma. Abhidhamma is very important. There are two types of noble ones, or especially two types of arhats. Adipisya Pichima Puiga and real Pichima Puiga. Pichima Puiga means especially who have less life. Who has less life? That is means who surely will become arhat. Another is who will not sure to become arhat. So sure and not sure. What is the difference? The difference is depending on their situation and their parami. For example, in the time of our Buddha, you may already understood that Ajada Sadhu, Ki Ajada Sadhu. When he is listening, Samanya Phala Sutta, at the end of this course, he had enough parami to become Sotapanna. If he did not kill his father, Kain Bhimisara. But at that time, he already killed his father. So this unwholesome karma prohibited not to attain Sotapanna stage. Such type of persons are called unreal noble ones, artificial Pichima Buddha. This is Abhidhamma, this is mentioned. So, if he did not kill his father, he can become Sotapanna. If he killed his father, then he cannot become Sotapanna. But his parami is parami. One day, he can become Sotapanna again. On which day it is not mentioned, definitely. One day when he escaped from hell, he will wish for to become Pichika Buddha. Then he will pull his paramis. Then one day, which one day we cannot say exactly, he can become Pichika Buddha. In this way, in our Pali text mentions. Another text is, I had explained, the treasurer. Great treasurer, very rich persons, sons and daughters. They had enough parami to become arhat. But when they meet with Buddha, they are very old. Very old means nearly 100 years old, I think so. At that time, they are very weak. They cannot understand the Dhamma if Buddha teach them the Dhamma. They cannot receive. Because of the old age, they cannot understand well. So because of this, the Buddha also do not teach them. But they have enough parami. The husband can become arhat. He had enough parami to become arhat. The wife also have enough parami to become anagami. But they cannot become. So such persons are called not sure. If they meet with Buddha in time, they can become arahat and they can become anagami. But when they meet Buddha, at the time their life is very old, so they lost their opportunity. Such type of persons are called artificial ones. So the another one is Shiva. For example, Sankhecha. Sankhecha Samanera, when his mother was dying, he was in her mother's pregnant only. Still, he was not yet born. But when they burn her corpse, at that time, He did not die. Early next day, when they go to cemetery and see, then that child was above his mother's body, still alive, because this is sure, he will never die, without attaining rahasya, because he had full parami, enough parami. In the same way, Benarve Bhagula, when he was born, they went to river, wash. Then, because of carelessness, one fish swallowed him, but he did not die. When they bind this fish, one lady bind this fish and cut this fish, he was still alive inside fish. They will surely begin raha in this Buddha's dispensation. So such persons are also present. So there are two types. Nowadays, which type we cannot say exactly. When we teach the dependent origination, at that time we can see some persons, their future will not change. In second future like, or first future like, they will surely become arha. They will not change. But some meditators can change. Can change means, if they practice diligently in this very life, then in this very life they can become arha. They can see. But if they do not practice diligently in this very life, if they cannot debar their husband, their wife, then they cannot become arha. So such persons also we can see. For such persons, if they practice diligently in this very life, they will become in this life arha. But if they do not practice diligently, then in second future life or first future life, they will become arha. They can see both. So such persons also present. Why? Depending on their parami. If they practice diligently in this very life, their parami can become mature. When their parami become mature, they can become arahats in this very life. But if they do not practice, they cannot go to Baal. How they can do? Because they cannot practice well. If they do not practice, their parami cannot become mature. If they are barmikin or mejiwa, then they cannot attain rahasya. So such persons also we can see. Because of this reason, for some meditators, the future can be changed. For some meditators, the future will not change. Changing also, there are two types. Some meditators, before they are practicing jhana, first we teach four elements meditation only. At that time also they can see future life. When they are practicing dependent origination. But their future is human life. Some meditators they can see their future is human life. Or some meditators they can see their future is jiva life. Later, when they have enough time, I teach them jhana meditation, samatha meditations. Based on samatha jhana meditation, I teach vipassana again. At that time, when they are discerning dependent origination, and they change their future. Their future becomes Brahma life, not Deva life, not human life. Why? Jhana wholesome dhamma is very strong, more than sensual wholesome dhammas. So because of this reason, such type of changing also possible. Why? Their parami is not yet mature. When their parami is not yet mature, if they emphasize jhana, then sensual wholesome dhamma. Then sensual wholesome dhammas will not produce their rasa. Jhana dhammas will produce their rasa only. Another question.
Brothers and sisters, that was the last question on the list. So in the last few days, Sayadaw has answered nearly 50 questions, and I'm sure it has benefited all of us. Some of the questions were so easy as far as Bao answered them, but they were actually very tough questions. I remember the first question. Bao took about 45 minutes to answer the question. What is the difference between Buddhahood and Arahanthood? I'm sure you all remember. So, We are very lucky to have learned so much from Paul, and I'm sure it will help all of us on the road to enlightenment. But if you want to make it even faster, as Paul said, go to his monastery. So, brothers and sisters, join me in wishing Paul Sado Tri Sadhu. 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 Sadhu.
Okay, sharing merit. Idame Bunya Azawakya Wahan Hodu Idame Bunya Nibbanasa Pachyo Hodu Idame Bunya Sabha Sadhana Pajima Desabe Mesama Punya Bhagam Labandu Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Tomorrow morning, if you want to do interview, 9:30 a.m., you can try interview.